We're going.
All right, we're reconvening in public session of the Board of Accountancy at 11:21. All the same people here as here before. Mr. Hall with us. We'll go to agenda item 15F, review of application for a reinstatement submitted by Darren Hall. And Mr. Hall, I think at this time we'll let you have a few moments to have your say.
With regard to what?
I guess. Reinstatement.
Well, I don't understand. You guys voted to reinstate it subject to what I understood was subject to the fact that I need to make an agreement to repay Christine and the fines for the state of Maine. It's the only thing that I ever heard discussed in any public meeting. It's the only thing I ever heard discussed when I was here with you. And I waited almost 3 weeks to get a document that was filled with errors. Inconsistencies and things that I had never heard any mention of before that are significantly more punitive than what I have at the current time, and I don't understand. I'm here looking for answers, not to say anything.
Do we have any motions regarding Mr. Hall?
Leading into motion, on January 12, 2018, the board received a counteroffer from Mr. Hall regarding the settlement of conditions for his applicant for reinstatement. The board has reviewed that counteroffer, and I move to reject Mr. Hall's counteroffer.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion about the counteroffer by Mr. Hall? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Abstentions.
Abstain?
Yeah. Aye.
Folks that weren't here before, new board members. Any other motions?
On December 21st, 2017, the board voted to approve Mr. Hall's application for reinstatement with conditions. The board delegated authority to the executive director and a designated board member to settle the case. Settlement agreement was not reached with Mr. Hall. Therefore, I make a motion to withdraw the previous vote to approve Mr. Hall's application for reinstatement with conditions.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on that item? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Aye.
Two abstentions? More motions?
I make a motion to deny Mr. Hall's application for reinstatement.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Aye.
And at this time, we do actually have a, so we're starting over as far as the reinstatement process, but we do have a revised document that we would like to leave with you today to consider. And rather than delegating the authority to staff to complete that process, that would come back to the board.
So basically, I'm now looking until the next board meeting before any action will get taken. Is that correct?
The next board meeting is May. We haven't discussed whether or not we would consider calling a telephonic meeting, but we could do that. Item 15G is the request for reconsideration to amend the minutes of October 19th board meeting. We have reviewed that request and we take no action on it. And I think those were our public session items regarding Mr. Hall. And we don't expect any immediate response from you on that. We'd like you to take it and consider it.
It has things in here that are just not true, and I'm not going to sign a document with things in it that are not true. I don't know why the board would ask me to sign a document with things that are not true in it.
Did he correspond with you, Angie, on anything else? Or,
he's welcome to send his things that he believes are not true, and I can bring it back to the board.
I mean, at this point, the board considered that somewhat of a final offer.
So according to this, if I write Christine Chow a check today, I still have to pay her $300 a month for the next 10 years, is what this says.
We cannot give you legal advice on the interpretation of the settlement agreement. If you would like to get your attorney, you're more than welcome to do so.
That's what it says.
Our intention is for the debt to be repaid, and that's all.
Well, then I would like this to say that.
And we believe it does, but again, this is not a... This is not time for us to have that discussion. This is the offer that's been made. If you would like to seek legal advice on it, you're more than welcome to do so.
And we do have a fairly full agenda, so we'd like to move on to our other cases. So we will recess public assent. Session and go into executive session for pursuant to ORS 192.6602F and H for the consideration of information which is exempt from public disclosure.
So you're done with me?
We're done with you. We really hope.
Thank you.